Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Welcome to this week's episode.
I freaked myself out there because I normally go 3, 2, 1. I normally go 3, 2, 1 and press record, and I went 1, 2, 3.
And then you had to do it again, and then I was all put off. Christopher.
It was awful.
Stick with the program.
Isn't it weird how like slight little things can really freak you out?
Well, we live in a world where we still all believe in, like, you think you don't believe superstition and stuff like that, but you do.
Well, yeah, well, I don't believe in more superstitious things, but if you think I'm walking over 3 drains in a row, you've got another thing coming, pal.
Oh, I know. Where? Oh, I took the bairn out for a walk the other day with his pram. And you know when you go under, like, the signs?
A sign, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just have to pretend I'm scratching my head. And I'm like, if anyone, no, the no, I'm, you got to put your hand on your head.
No, I thought it was spit. You had to spit when you went under the sign.
There's a few of them. You can do that or spin round, but obviously you can just touch your head. So okay. Every time I walk under one, I'm like, oh, a bit scratchy.
Yeah, we had superstitions. I remember I was on a bike ride when I was at school. I must have been about 13. And I was cycling in my mate's house and I went under the sign. I didn't know about the spit thing. I went under the sign and I just spat because I was a spitter. And my mate was like,
"Oh,
no, I'm not. If I'm not well or if I've got fly,
you always spit in front of the kids. It's disgusting.
If I'm hot, right, disclaimer, in my own fucking garden, because I've currently got a bit of phlegm at the back of my
it's
throat.
It's vile. You shouldn't spit in front of the kids because then they think it's all right.
Right.
You're literally like a chav dad who just spits all the time in front of these bairns. And then they grow up to spit. And then I get on the metro and I'm like, why is there spit everywhere? And I'm like, oh, because you, monkey.
I am not spitting on the metro. This has escalated terribly.
You're the one who spits on the metro.
I am not spitting in public transport and I'm not spitting in the street. I'm spitting in my own plants to water them. When I've got a bit of a
horrendous
cold, right?
But our kids will think that spitting, huckling like that is
listen,
normal.
All I was going to say was, right, I was on a bike ride with my friends. Right? Yeah. Are you eating a whole grape, by
I
the way? You got
to.
A death wish?
I wanted to.
Whole? Get that chopped up. Whole grape?
I know.
What do you think this is? How dangerous a whole grape is?
So, right, we're out. I'm terrified of grapes,
I'm terrified.
By the way.
I can't. Honestly, if they're in the room, I won't leave the kids with them. It's ridiculous. It's mad, isn't it? Anyway,
no one chopped my grapes up.
All I'm
right,
trying to say
right,
is,
sorry.
It's not even that good of a story. I just need to finish it because people get annoyed.
Oh, shock.
A mate of mine, because he thought it was bad luck to go under the signs, but he didn't want to spit because he was a good boy.
Yeah, good.
Went into oncoming traffic to avoid going under it on his bike.
Great.
He didn't get hit, but he just literally in the car, and I was like, what are you doing? He was like, bad luck going under there. I was like, you nearly got hit by a car, you fucking idiot.
Didn't though, did he?
But to be fair, he didn't. Good luck, innit? I was just thinking as well, the stuff that we used to do when we were kids, like, you know, obviously, slicing grapes up was never a thing.
No.
I mean, obviously, you know, jokes aside, they can be dangerous.
Yeah.
But we had a massive thunderstorm the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, and huge. Bless everyone who did the Great North Run, by the way.
Oh, God.
What a horrible ending.
Awful.
Yeah.
You run 13.5 miles, you get a little foil blanket, and then you're stranded in South Shields Town Centre.
Yeah. Where everything shuts at 5 o'clock.
Everyone shuts at 5 o'clock on a Sunday. They couldn't get away.
I know. Some people had to walk like 3 miles home, you know.
Well, you know, the road you ran. Cool down, isn't it? It's a cool down.
Oh, God, don't. Cool I felt.
Stretch
do
off.
You know what's so awful? Because it's in our hometown. I feel really like attached to it, right? Never done it. But I might next year. But no, so I was sad, wasn't I? I got a bit upset. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so terrible for like everybody who can't get home. Chris was like, why? You're heartless, you.
I'm not heartless.
You actually
kept
are.
Like, every couple of minutes you're going, look. And I was like, what? And I'm like sitting, I've just got fucking drenched trying to get the cushions in off the sofas because it was pissing down. And you're going, on your phone, you're going, and you go, look at that. And I'm like, what's wrong? And you're like, look at the queue for the ferry. I was like, right, look, if we owned a fucking bus, I would go down and pick people up.
No, you wouldn't.
I definitely wouldn't have. All right, look. I wouldn't do anything, but there's nothing we could have done anyway.
I know.
Is my point.
But you could have just said, isn't it horrible? You didn't even say that.
I didn't find it to be horrible. You go to a massive,
I thought it was horrible.
You go to a massive big organised event like that and shit like that goes down, you've got to expect it. That's why I don't go to big things. I never go to big things. I'm like a little hermit. I don't go to big stuff.
No, I know. I know because I hate... Getting in the NTAs was painful enough.
Horrible. Whenever someone says to me, so when someone advertises something to me with, it's a great atmosphere, I go, oh, do you mean it's busy as fuck and I'm going to hate it?
But listen, if you haven't...
Everyone wants to hate the pub. Great atmosphere on Saturday. Do you mean the pub was fucking rammed and you couldn't get a seat? Because that sounds horrible. Because I like to go to empty pubs on Tuesday nights with three people and then go for a curry, then be in bed by 10 o'clock because I am a boring bastard.
But if you're not like us and you like atmosphere, there's still a couple of tickets for our arena tour.
That's so different, though.
Yeah, it's different because you're on the stage.
Well, yeah, yeah, because I'm orchestrating the entire thing. That's because I can talk and no one talks to me.
True.
It's fucking amazing.
But listen, well done to all the runners.
Yeah, and obviously I'm joking. I felt terrible for everyone. I mean, I was gutted going into my garden to get some cushions off.
Yeah, it was a bad...
10 seconds I got them cushions off. It was like someone had dipped them in a fucking swimming pool. I've never seen rain like it.
Oh, but that's what you were saying. With the bins stripped off naked, because why wouldn't you? They were under, like, we've got a little shelter just outside the back door, uh-huh. And they were under there, but they were desperate to, like, run on the grass in the storm, and we were like, you can't,
yeah.
Because we know too much,
yeah.
And horrible things happen to people in storms, and... But when I was a kid, we would have ran in the storm.
I did. Yeah. I remember running in my mum's front street, but that's the thing, now you know... People have been like, you know, people have been struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. It is a thing, and there was lightning, and there's trees around. And I don't know if trees being around is a good thing or a bad thing, because I know it takes. I've always been confused.
I think it's quite a good thing because that would conduct, that would take it all in.
Everyone listening, don't go. This isn't gospel. This is not
how to survive a lightning.
Yeah, but I'm just really careful of what we're saying here.
Right.
But I know it'll take the shortest route to the ground. So if you're in a big flat field and you're 6 foot. I mean, present company accepted, you won't have to worry about this, Rosie.
Thank
you. You will be the shortest route to the ground. But if there's trees all around you and you're in the middle of it, I don't know. I mean, fucking stay in the house is probably the most,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they danced underneath the thing. We'll let them go in the puddles there.
Yeah.
Loved it, man. Why did they all strip off?
Just
fucking, it's raining. Warm.
Cocks out.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it was.
Oh, there's a puddle.
Shaking them
cocks out.
Yeah, monkey.
Man, what day is it? Wednesday. Cocks out.
Got a statement though. I'm going to do the Great North Run next year.
Great. You said this last year, I think.
No, did I?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually going to do it because I have been running quite a lot.
I've told you about the time I was on Chris Evans' Virgin Radio show.
Yeah, and they were badgering you to do it.
Basically badgered to do it. And I said, yeah, absolutely. And I got the number of the guy, Chris Evans' assistant. I got his number. I think I blocked him because he was asking us so much about the Great North Run. I was like, fuck this. They muscled us into it on air. I was like, nah, no chance. I didn't have this podcast at the time. I didn't have the clout I've got now. I was flogging my DVD. When I my stand-up
DVD. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to do it. I want to do it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want anyone to talk to us though.
Wow, you're worse than me.
No,
what do you mean you don't want anyone to talk to you?
Because, right, in our life, it's so lovely. We do this podcast. People listen, people chat to it. Absolutely fantastic. If I'm at 9 Mile... and someone's trying to have a conversation with me.
You're not making a 9 Mile.
Can you imagine? I'm going to be more tired than everyone else because I'm going to go, hiya, hello.
Rosie,
that's taking my breath, Chris.
At 9 Mile, the only people talking to you are going to be the people carrying the stretcher that you're on. Why did you do it, love? Why?
I don't know. I'm going to do it dressed up.
Oh, fucking hell, it gets worse. What are you going dressed up as?
You.
Me?
You will.
You go as me, I'll go as you.
Aye. We'll do it together.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Nah, I'm all right. I'm busy that week anyway.
Well, listen, mister, you literally said, you were like, could have probably done it this, could have probably done it.
But I'm that arrogant. Do you know when, we've talked about this before, you know when Wimbledon's on and they always survey random blokes and go, could you get a point against Serena or Venus Williams? And they go, oh, definitely, because they're dickhead, arrogant blokes.
Yeah.
Well, I've only got a little bit of arrogance in me where I go, oh, I could turn up and do the Great North Run tomorrow.
I think you should.
I might go do it after this.
I should
look. Drop us off where it starts.
Aye. 30 Mile.
Yeah. I'm just gonna quickly download Uber and completely unrelated. I'm just gonna download the Uber. Nothing to do with what we're just talking about. It's just something I remember.
Greg's photo.
It's just something I remember. Yeah, where's my Greg's card? Just something I remember.
This is the thing about long distance running. Like, great, but that's a lot of time out of your life. To just be on your feet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
3 hours for normal average runners is about 3 hours. If you're really good, it's like 2.
Oh, like a sub 2. Mm-hmm. Under 2 hours is like I mean, I'm not a fucking runner, but I think that's brilliant.
I think Moore did it in like 1:10 or something, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, it was his last one. I might not do it. He'll not be doing it next year.
Oh, no competition. No point. No one to spur you on. Yeah? Well, if I'm not racing against Moore, Farah, what's the point?
What is the point?
Running with all the bloody... Eh?
I want to give him a little McDonald's. Hey, Mo, look at me. Hello. Oh, I know I'm going to do it. My friend Ashley, she's done it before. She's super fit. What am I doing?
I would pay. I think everyone listening to this podcast, I think would all pay to get Mo Farah to come up and run the Great North Run and just see how long you could keep up with him.
Oh.
I reckon.
0.2 mile?
I think you should, not even that. I think they should put normal people at the front with them runners. Just go, look, he has all the amazing ones. And by the way, he has 4 people in chicken costumes and 2 people dressed as a cow.
Comedy part.
Yeah. And watch how much they blitz them in the first 600 yards.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, though? I think what spurred us on is because I have been running quite a lot, right? And I've seen loads of people do it. And I was like...
you're talking as if you've done it. What spurred me on?
No, what's spurring me on to do it next year? I've seen loads of people do it this year, and I'm like, I'm fitter than ye.
Mm. We've still got, in the cupboard somewhere, we've still got the
I have signed
t-shirts.
Up before, yeah.
Yeah, we've still got the t-shirts off where we signed up and sent with them.
I still got the emails.
Really?
I'd wear my own t-shirt, though.
Well, you've got to wear mine. You're going with me.
What charity can I do it for?
Oh, look, you're not...
doing it. I'm going to do it next year.
No chance that you're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. I've lived here my entire life.
Hold on a second.
What?
You've got to do a lot of training. How much training are you going to do?
Well, I mean, most people who I've spoke to, as long as you can get to 8 mile, you're right.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
No, honestly.
What
most people I've spoke to are
forward
like...
forward roll the rest of it?
No, I think the atmosphere spurs you on, and I think you're just kind of like floating for the rest of it.
I don't think that's
it. It's true. I could not go and run. I've got time
I've
to run 30, man.
I've just worked this out. What? You want more time away from the kids.
No,
you're,
never.
Yeah, you're going to do that. And I'm going to be doing bath times and bedtimes every night. And you're going to be like, I've got to go out and do my training.
Well, actually. Is this why people do it?
I'm going to do it as well.
No, you're not. You can't.
I'm going to do the London Marathon as well. When's the New York one? I'll do them all.
Let me just... Don't become marathon guy. That's your crack.
Oh! Marathon guy.
Let's...
Got a good ring about that.
I'll do it next year. Mm-hmm. You do it the year after.
No.
Babysitting.
No. No. Fair play to everyone who does it, but I'm all right. I'm all right. I get bored. I can't run 13 and a half mile. I'm an interval sprinter.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Right.
Watch this space.
Absolute bullshit. No, guys, this is possibly the longest intro we've done, but you know what? When a chat's organic.
Do your sponsor, because I'm having a grape.
You're having a grape. When a chat's organic, though, a chat's organic, isn't it? It's nice. It's all good. Have your grape, Mishush.
Organic stuff's good.
Awful. It is episode 235. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sitting through Rosie's Great North Run ambition bullshit chat. And without further ado, it is time for this week's...
Hashtag sponsor, Ming.
Yes, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... Waiters Who Carry Your Glass With The Fingers Inside It.
Oh, leave her alone.
No, I will not explain where it was, but it happened on Sunday and I was absolutely fit. Two cups you brought over, just two. Big handful of them. No, I'm not having it. I understand. Look, waitresses, staff, it's a hard job. I understand you might not be able to get a tray and you have to carry a few glasses, but you might as well just come over and put your fucking fingers directly into my mouth. You might as well finger blast me under my tongue. Just get your whole fucking hand in there. Go on. Ew. What have you done? Have you just mopped your brow? You just scratched your nose? You just wiped your chin? Well, you might as well go ahead and put your entire fucking head in my mouth.
But that's stuff you don't learn until you're older.
And I never say anything because it's a difficult job, and I've been a waiter in the past. But when they come with the empty glasses and all of their fingers are in the empty glass, I'm like,
I very rarely use the glasses that they give you.
No,
like if you get a can of pop,
I was making a shandy one, so I have to use the glass. Devastated, absolutely devastated. In other news,
but you know what's ridiculous about that? Sorry, I don't mean to be your dick, but if you look at the bigger picture, you know who's made that. You don't know who's made your food.
Right.
But you just, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I mean, if they're putting their knob in me pasta in the kitchen.
You don't know, though, do
I don't know. But if they're going to put their knob in me pasta on the table when they put it down, I'm probably going to have something to say. I mean, I still eat it. What kind of pasta is it? What time is it? How hungry am I? Is it carbonara? I love it.
It all depends how hungry you are, because when I worked in a certain place, and the chef there, every day I seen his arse crack. but when they came around with that chicken and mushroom pie, I had a bit. So
arse hairs and all. Oh, on the flip side, though, yes. When I went to the bar on holiday, when we went on holiday with all our friends, I went to the all-inclusive bar and I got 4 pints for the lads. Mm-hmm. Hilarious joke by me. I carried all 4 pints full with me hands in the cup like awful. That all the way across the bar. Just good, clean family fun by me.
And did they drink
me.
Them?
They were devastated. They watched us walk all the way over and I just walked holding them and they were just like, why have you done that?
Why
and
would
like,
you do that then?
It's funny, isn't it? My hand was clean, but it was just a funny thing.
Well, maybe she was thinking being funny.
Doesn't know us. Doesn't know us. It's not part of the joke. So there you go.
Should we play the jingle? This is
what?
Really
there's a jingle?
Long.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the show.
Go on, then. Hi, everyone.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hello.
We don't normally do this, but my dad has been badgering us. So you might not know this, but my dad constantly, you know this obviously, constantly asks us to give his mates and people that he meets shout outs on the podcast.
Sorry.
The TV show.
Sorry.
The live tour. Do you not remember he asked us to the live tour? Someone he'd met in Portugal was coming to Manchester Arena.
Give them a shout out.
He was like, give them a shout. I was like, Dad, it's not the way it works.
I'm going to have to veto this shout out.
No, well, so.
Why?
Well, my What's dad's been on? In hospital because selfishly he has got skin cancer.
That's not.
Don't, because. I don't want to laugh because it's horrendous, but this is how we cope with horrendous things in our life and laugh. But anyway, so I said, right, well, I will. He wanted us to give a shout out to the nurses who were looking after him the
Absolutely
other night when
fine.
He was in.
Okay,
right? So,
I reject my opposition to this. I'm fully on board with this.
So
okay.
Janice and Laura. Thank you so much for looking after my dad at the RVI. And thank you for letting him leave his top off on the ward. Because they don't normally, but my dad hates wearing a top and like he just constantly has a top off. It's awful, right? He comes around your house for tea and he takes his top off. It's horrendous. But that's probably how he's got skin cancer.
God.
Man hates wearing a top. So yeah, thanks for looking after him and thank you for listening to the podcast. And big love, Dad. Wow. It's horrendous. It's an awful thing. And you know, there's always stuff going on in people's lives, but.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Big love, Derek.
Big love, Dad.
Wishing you all the best through it.
Uh-huh.
And thanks for looking after him, ladies. And sorry. Sorry that he's got his top off
on the wall. The stories. Do you know what's funny? I always think, like, where do I get, like, the... Because your dad loves to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad loves to talk. And, I always think, where do we get this thing of just chatting? It's from my dad.
Oh, God, I.
And he's literally, by name, everybody on the ward, he knew everything about them.
Really?
Everything about them. Like, it was just, he was like, and Tommy. And I was like, you were there for one day.
Oh,
you were there for a day and night.
What a nosy cunt.
I know. So, but thanks for looking after him, Janice and Laura. Much appreciated.
Oh, well,
and
nice.
All, and like, he couldn't praise him. Enough and you know.
Well, I'm always on board for a shout out like that. Yeah. I thought it was just some fuck, you know.
Yeah, well usually it is.
Shout out me taxi driver on the way here.
No, I'm like who I got tagged in a picture. I forgot to tell him this actually. Of a bar in Portugal.
Right.
Of these two lads who were like, Rosie Ramsey's dad on the karaoke. I was like,
karaoke.
Telling, like,
yeah. I don't know how him and my dad managed to drop it into conversation so quickly.
Oh, they just love it, man.
They're literally, my dad are like, bumping into someone, want some tickets. I was at the zebra crossing at the same time as them. Right, how did you get onto that? I'm your son. Oh, I just came up.
Oh, no, they love it, man. They love it. Does your dad never ask to do shout outs?
No, he doesn't ask
I'm
for
shout
outs.
I'm very surprised.
Bit annoyed that you may have opened the floodgates here.
Your dad did once have a tumour. So
yeah, he had bowel. Yeah,
right. Well,
bowel.
He's got one.
Now.
He's got a pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, only for the staff. I bought all them staff a big hamper of sweets. I remember. Yeah, they've had their shout out.
All right, okay.
They've had their shout out. They've had probably all got fillings now, cavities. They've had loads of dental work because I sent them so much sugar.
I do remember that too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, there we go.
Hey, life, isn't life just the older you get, isn't it? So just. Stuff happens and it's just get depressing.
Oh, I'm in a right clip at the minute.
Why?
Mentally. Because I was talking to someone I know about this recently and I was just, I don't want to bring doom and gloom, but we all know I catastrophize.
Well, what's that saying? Not that I thought was your saying, but it's not. It's a really famous saying. The tragedy plus...
Tragedy plus time equals comedy. Yeah. Not really relevant here, but thanks.
No, I think you've got to be able to laugh at things, and you've got to. Yeah, but that's
we're laughing
how
at
my
it. We're laughing
stuff.
At it immediately. This isn't tragedy that's plus how, time. This is tragedy Chris, arrow to comedy.
That's how we cope.
That's exactly how we cope with things. That's why we do the job that we do.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fine. But the yeah, so I've just it's weird
What's
because I'm just looking at the minute, right? I don't know if anyone else out there thinks this, but kids are lush at the minute. Lovely age.
Oh Jesus, right? What are you catastrophizing?
Pain in the arse, but
getting older.
Kids are going to get older, and all my parents are going to die.
Well,
we're at this point now.
I love how my dad, having skin cancer, has
thought about
made
before
you...
this. Thought about it much before this.
Right, okay.
Thought about it ages ago. My mum and dad are 70 now. Mm. I mean, fit as fiddles, young at heart, you know what I mean? But yeah, like we're at a stage now where kids are lush,
yeah.
where parents are able and capable to look after them and everything's good. Mm-hmm. But parents are going to get older. We're going to get older. And
we might die before that.
Well, you bring us to my next point. I feel like I'm going to die every 5 minutes. Do you got any idea what, like, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, man, about the UFOs and stuff, right?
Right.
And it was like, oh, they're showing all these things about UFOs and, you know, since
right, and they've seen one, haven't they?
They've seen loads of them. So since 1947, really? They've been spotting them, and now they're releasing all these stuff about
right.
them and things. And I heard this, for a moment, I've got two little people living in my head, right?
Yeah.
One goes, oh, fuck, shit. And the other one goes, calm down. And it takes ages for one to calm the other one
yeah,
down, right?
Okay.
One of them has to put all the fires out that the other one's setting in my head. That's basically what's
it's
going
like
on.
It's like me?
I think, honestly, yeah. It's like
they're not in your head, it's actually, that's
no,
me.
No, they're in my head as well.
Oh, great.
But then you're another one, and you and the one in my head gang up on
right,
the dickhead
okay,
in my head. It's
okay.
quite a good system.
Yeah,
I've got
yeah,
going on,
great,
right?
great.
Taking years off my life. But it's okay. So, I heard a thing yesterday that said, because they spotted UFOs and stuff years and years and years ago, and they've been seeing them for years, so because, you know, the powers that be control popular culture and control everything,
mm.
they've been putting out all these alien films and X-Files and all of this stuff for years and years and years to condition we for the fact that so at some point
That's what
they'll
I've been
come
saying.
Down and take over.
That's what I've been saying about when we watch bloody... With those zombies, I know it's not zombies, but...
So you've completely gone off the point onto something else.
No, I'm not. I'm saying we've watched films and everything where they've all got panic rooms and all that shit, so we're, like, prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But that's what they meant, because when, you know, when Europeans went... What the exact quote was like, when Europeans went to North America, you saw what happened to the indigenous people there. They got overtaken. When people went to Africa, they overtook the indigenous people. So when aliens come here, they'll just... We're done. So, but they've been conditioned for it for years through popular culture because, like, it'll happen because they're out there. That's all it said. I'm not saying I believe it,
okay,
but I'm saying
so,
that's what it said. And
you know
for
what,
10 minutes
right?
on the treadmill, I was inconsolable.
Crying.
And then I got over it.
Do
not
know,
crying.
Right.
Close.
So the difference is you worry about what do you know what my brain does?
Yeah.
Well, when do they think that? When do you think this might happen?
Don't know.
Like how many years?
Anytime. Could be tomorrow. Could be in 50 years. Could be in 500 years.
I just go, listen, it might be 500 years.
Yeah.
So live your life.
Yeah. But it took... You got to understand it takes me 10 minutes to get to that
yeah.
point. That's the difference.
Oh,
I have 10 minutes of... And then I go, actually, you're being a fucking idiot. But it's the initial freaking the fuck out.
I know. I don't know because I don't do it. But
it's exhausting.
Oh, I know. I can imagine.
It's exhausting.
I'm just very... I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Yeah. I wish I could be the same.
I'm a bit like that when people kind of like, you know, are poorly and stuff like that. I'm kind of...
Yeah.
I'm very good at putting stuff at the back of my mind.
On a shelf.
Until I need to open it.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's just how different
people
cope.
Don't.
No,
mine's,
I know
so
you
mine's,
don't.
Mine's not a shelf. You get bad news, you take it, it goes into a little box and it goes on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I get bad news and it comes into my brain in the form of a hornet's nest and
yeah.
then it gets smashed open with a hammer and then it flies around my head for 35 minutes,
yeah.
sometimes days, sometimes
yeah.
weeks.
Oh, I dread any, weirdly, I don't dread tragedy happen to me, I dread tragedy happen to you.
Because I'm a nightmare.
Because I know that you'll just not be able to cope.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it helps.
What?
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
So
it's just them extra cuddles you're getting.
Yeah, it's just all the cuddles good. And all the attention.
No.
Physical
well,
contact.
But listen, life is just what it is and you've just got to live each day as it comes and that's it.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I also want to be
yeah,
like...
But,
yeah,
but...
But I want to be... And that's another thing. People say you've got to be thankful and you've got to be buzzing all the time. You've got to be like really grateful for everything. And I am really grateful for everything. But then there's a voice in my head as well that goes, oh, don't be too grateful because it looks cocky and then they'll get you.
Well, who will get you?
Them.
Who's them?
The universe. Like, oh, look, oh, he's too happy. Take him down a peg.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you inside my head.
Oh.
I was driving along yesterday and I was like, I'm dead happy. Oh, watch out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, so it's like if I'm really chuffed, it's like I've just built a big house of cards. And I'm standing guard in my house of cards waiting for someone to come and smash it.
Oh, see, no, I read something which has stuck with me, actually. It was on Instagram. It's one of them videos. But it was actually a really good sentiment. It said, you know, in life, we're very good at kind of focusing on the bad stuff. Like, if the day we'll go, oh, that happened and that was bollocks. Instead of actually what you should do is look at the lovely moments.
Yeah.
Like, especially with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of remembering when they had a tantrum or when someone's milk wasn't warm enough or blah, 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 think of the time where, like I'm trying to think, so yesterday morning, Rafe, like, oh, no, sorry, yesterday when Robin came home from school, Rafe, like, ran towards him and gave him a lush cuddle.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes later, they were fighting. But I was like, remember that moment.
Yeah.
Because that's a nicer moment to remember.
Absolutely. So, but also, let's not forget that milk wasn't warm enough and I'm still fucking confused about it. Don't laugh.
Oh, sometimes you are quite funny. like in a clever way.
Yeah, I guess
a comedian in you.
Yeah. Really?
Are you still a comedian?
I don't know.
You haven't done anything for ages. Oh, he's going to worry about that now.
Oh, God. I'll have another dream about not being able to do comedy.
Oh, Jesus.
I had a dream I was dying and saying bye to the kids last night. Let's have a Babadoo bar.
Did you?
Yeah, it was horrible.
What was it? What was it that got you?
I don't know. I was just saying bye.
Where was that?
Telling Robin he's the man of the house now.
Where was that?
I don't know. I think I took you with us. I think I got you first. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, yesterday, you're always eating a grape. Yesterday, you had a little go at me and said I don't do enough work for the podcast.
Right, so you don't.
I've got something.
You don't do anything. You just rock up here every week.
I rock up here with witty comments, like that warm milk thing I just did, right? With
my name is Dan.
Harrowing tales about the inside of my head. And just with me warm general demeanour. And let's not forget the decade plus graft that I put in before this happened. So shush.
Right.
Now listen.
Yeah.
This happened, I was when we were on holiday, I was sitting, I used to take Ray for his little naps.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put him in the room.
You
wank. Aircon. That's awful. But
no,
the
I'm sorry.
Asleep, don't
you and all of the lads used to go to the toilet every day in the room.
Yeah,
I've clocked it. All the lads would go and they'd be like half an hour, 45 minutes. You just all went for a wank.
Who's taking 45 minutes to have a wank?
Because you had to make it look like you were doing other stuff. None of the women went to the room in the middle of the day to go to the toilet. All of the men.
So you were all shitting.
We have our shit in the morning, like normal people.
Wait, well, how,
you just all went for a wank. And
wait,
the sooner you admit it, the look, yeah, the slightest smiling, you just all went for wanks.
Listen, they might have all went for wanks, but like I told you, since I met you, I have never masturbated. No need to. Why
there
would
it
I?
It took all of my all like I'm surprised I've held it in this long. It took everything in us to not be on the summer's going, enjoy your wank. I had to hold it in so much.
Is that because we're at the kids' pool? Well done holding that in.
I think some people get embarrassed by stuff like that. So
yeah.
I
would take Rafe for his nap.
Mm-hmm. Have your wank.
Don't know where he was. I was busy wanking. I left him in the corridor. I left him around the pool sometimes. I would just leave him with the hotel staff. just going, way! Double hander. Double hander, sun lotion, the lot. It was great. while I was there.
By the way, I'm not slagging. Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
I think it's good for you to wank.
Okay.
I can tell when you haven't.
Yeah, you sometimes tell me to go for a wank.
Yeah, because I can just tell. If we haven't managed to have, you know, what's it called, sex, I'm like, just have a wank because you're just
that,
you.
We don't have that often, if it gets what it's called.
What is that again? No, because I can just tell you wound up. I think men need to. More than women.
Okay. Yeah. I do it all the time over you when you're asleep anyway. Now, listen. I think that's earwax. Listen. While I was on me nap duty,
yeah.
I was on my phone a couple of times, and the world's shortest IQ test was developed in the summer. This isn't a wind up. This isn't a joke. Mm-hmm. Because I think you just forget things. Like, you forget the words for stuff, and like the index finger thing. You're not stupid.
I've had messages of people saying exactly the same
thing. Yeah, you're not. We're not doing that thing of like, oh, look, like, get the lass on.
I'm not stupid at all. I'm actually.
No, you're not.
I'm quite.
Again, I've talked about before the fact that you forget things like index finger, and I think, oh yeah, she's an idiot, and then we have a real argument. Your ties in fucking knots.
Yeah,
with logic,
because
really
can I tell you, I think I'm this kind of person where, do you know, stuff that I've not needed, I've just forgot about.
Yeah,
I think that's quite clever. I'm like an animal, you know, when an animal's like, I don't need to know that. I don't need that information anymore. Like, what? A machine. Like, I've erased shit.
Okay.
No, I've erased stuff because my brain's like, you know what? You need to keep your children alive. You need to be good at your job right now. You need to live your life right now. Not worry about old shit.
Okay.
So my brain's gone, fucking index. You don't need to know that shit day to day.
Just to rewind on that, you started by saying you were like an animal.
Do you not think an animal does that?
But then you
animals.
Immediately then said you were like a machine. So is it an animal or a machine? Because you picked two completely opposite things.
Because I can't think of an animal that does it, but I'm sure.
Because animals don't. What animal do you know that's forgot something? You ever seen a dog walk in a room and go, what are I coming here for?
Elephants have good memories. But fish forget things after 10 seconds. Don't they?
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't need to know that information. Would be lush, but imagine being a fish. You should be a fish.
I don't believe the fish thing. Who's worked that out? What you got?
I know.
Oh yeah, goldfish. Right, what do you want for your lunch? There's the menu. Right, have a look at that. Right, 5 minutes. What do you want? I forgot. Have a look at the menu again. When has that happened?
I think these fish lose their memory. I know, I don't know. Have they tested them? Little 80s, little helmet on them.
I'm just not having it. Aye. Yeah, right, that. Green square. Right, what was on the card? I fucking forgot, honey. You know, yeah, 5 minute memory.
But and pigs
who knows
are clever.
Who knows elephants?
They do tests in that with pigs, though.
Crows. Crows can remember people.
Yeah,
crows
that's
can recognise faces. Mm-hmm. And they can hold a grudge as well and get you. Anyway.
Right.
The world's shortest IQ test was developed by someone at MIT. Now, that was what I was really excited about. Yesterday I said, I've got a thing. And you went, what's MIT? And you thought it was the. What did you think MIT stood for? Come on.
You didn't tell us. Mission Impossible. Terrain.
It's Mission Impossible, Tom.
Mind, hang on. Mind.
Yeah.
Is it mind?
No. Nope.
It's the first word.
No. Nope.
Give us the first word.
Massachusetts.
What?
Massachusetts. Yeah.
Intellectual technology.
Shit. Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's a famous sort of.
Yeah, well,
college.
Now you said it, I do know it.
Nah, Buzz Aldrin went there. NASA people go there. It's NASA. If you're going to be a fucking scientist at NASA, you go to MIT.
Right.
So, it's three questions. It's the world's shortest IQ test.
Okay.
I'm going to get. We will edit some time out, but you're not getting fucking ages because I did them all in about a minute each.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So we'll edit some time out. Are you ready for your first question?
So there's only three questions.
It's the world's shortest. It's the world's shortest IQ.
Is it something?
Test.
Is it going to be ridiculous? Like, what? Where's the steam going? I hate them kind of questions. Do you know what I mean? Oh, Travis is driving the train. 33 degrees north. A bloody blah. What direction's the steam going? And then it's like an electric train or some shit like that.
They're deliberately like the classic bullshit one of them is a man goes into a field and dies. How? It's parachute didn't open.
Right, yeah, stupid stuff like that.
No. These are logical thinking. There is an answer. There's only one answer, and there's only one way to work the answer.
Okay, right, come on then.
Okay.
Let's do
it. Play along at home.
Yeah, do it at home.
Play along at home.
Or on your run.
I was two bottles of Moretti in, and I got all of these in about a minute. They're not easy, but I did get them all, and I got them all right. And yesterday, I redid them on a website, And the first answers I'd gave you were the common wrong answers. And I nearly flipped the fucking table when I thought I'd got them wrong and I hadn't. I got the
I think you think I'm going to get this.
I've got a funny feeling you're going to get these.
Come on then.
Question one. A bat and a ball.
Oh, see? What? It's an electric bat.
It's not a ball, it's a snitch. It flies on its own.
No, it's a bird, it's a mammal.
No. But, so, a right. bat and a ball yeah. cost £1.10 in total.
Can I make notes?
Yes.
Right.
A bat.
So together, £1.10.
A bat and a ball cost £1.10 yeah. in total.
Yeah.
Don't answer until you've thought about it.
Yeah.
The bat costs £1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Don't. Together, right, a bat and a ball together cost £1.10. The bat costs £1 more than the ball.
How much does the ball cost?
10 pence?
No.
Why? It is? Because then you add the pound more. Oh. 11 pence? It's a pound more, so the bat's pound? The bat's...
It's a pound more than the ball.
Oh, well, then you don't know how much the ball is.
You do. You do.
£1 more?
No. £10. A bat and a ball. Fucking hell. A bat and a ball cost £1.10 in total. Yeah. This is a disaster, by the way.
I don't know.
A bat and a ball cost £1.10 in total. The bat costs £1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? The ball cannot be 10 pence.
Why?
Because if the ball's 10 pence, then the bat is only 90 pence more expensive than the ball if it's £1.10.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
It's 5 pence.
Eh?
The ball's 5 pence. The ball is 5 pence because the bat is £1.05, which makes £1.10.
But how do you know that?
Because it's £1 more.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
So it might just be a pound?
No, because
why
I know...
Why can't it just be a pound?
Because I know they both come to £1.10. That's 90 pence more. If the ball's 10 pence...
Right, this is horrible. This will be horrible.
Listen, if the ball's 10 pence yeah. and the bat's a pound,
yeah.
that still makes £1.10, but that only makes the bat 90 pence more expensive than the ball because the ball's 10 pence.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Of course.
So the ball's 5 pence and the bat is £1.05. Okay.
Okay.
That was genuinely embarrassing for everyone in your family. Everyone in your family should be embarrassed. The kids at school, Robin's at school now, he's getting a little twitch. His nose might start bleeding. He doesn't know why. It's because shame has been brought on his family by your actions and answers today. The fact that you just shouted £1 at us.
This is bringing back trauma for me of my GCSEs. Yusuf has got 3 brown balls and he's got another ball that he adds to fucking... All right, Yusuf, and all your balls are making me upset, yeah? I hate shit like that.
Yusuf has 4 balls by the end of
oh,
the
Oh, gross, come on.
Next one. This, oh, you're going to hate this. If it takes 5 machines...
Oh, fuck's sake. I'm not going to do the third one. This is horrendous.
If it takes
right,
five machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Nah. What? 5 machines.
Think.
5
5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets. So how long would it take?
Honestly, I'm not even joking. You've lost us. I'm actually upset. I hate stuff like this.
You've got 5 machines running
right,
for
5
minutes.
Machines.
5 machines running for
grapes,
5 minutes.
Right.
You having a grape? Oh, she's using her grapes. She's got... how many grapes got left?
Right, 5, 6. Bumping that. So I've got 5 grapes, right? They're my machines. And it takes 5 minutes for each machine to make 5 widgets,
yeah.
right? Okay, so what was the question?
5
so,
machines. It takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets. Don't worry about what a widget is. It can be anything. It's just a word.
Oh,
5 machines... 5 minutes to make 5 widgets. How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? Don't say the first word that comes into your head.
What?
100. Because it's not that.
Well, no, why would it... Well, hang on. Am I meant to do me 5, 10,
15? No. 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets. So how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? Come on.
Oh, Chris, I can't. I'm not doing this for, this is no comment, I can't. My brain doesn't work like that.
Okay.
You've absolutely, I wouldn't even know how to begin to answer it because I'm going 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, right. 40, right? And so, I don't know how to get to that point. I've only just learned fractions. Is this some sort of joke? 5 minutes.
It takes five machines. To make 5 widgets. 5 minutes to make 5 widgets.
So that's a minute a widget.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Each machine.
Per machine is a minute a widget.
Yeah.
So 100. 100 minutes? To make 100 widgets?
5 minutes.
Fuck, I don't care.
Because 100 machines make 100 widgets.
I don't care.
In the middle. Last one?
No.
Come on. One last one for the kids.
For everyone listening. For everyone listening. Care.
In a lake, there is a patch of lily pads.
I quite like lily pads.
Every day, this is think. Every day.
No, because you think my brain doesn't work in this way.
Every day, the patch doubles in size.
How many was there? Or just a patch?
It's just a patch.
Right.
Fuck me. In a lake, there is a patch of lily pads. Mm. Every day, the patch doubles in size.
Right.
If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
14 days. Half of the days?
Yeah, but it doubles every day.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Doubles every day. So two. So take two away.
In 48 days, it's completely full.
Mm.
It doubles every day. So how long does it take to fill half of the lake? Come on.
I don't know, Chris.
47 days.
What?
Because on the 47th day, it's done half. And if it doubles every day, it doubles to 48, which does the full lake. So it's actually 47 days because it doubles every day. That's the nature of doubling.
Did you get them right?
All three of them. Two Moretti's in. That's why sometimes my brain is hell to be in. Because I can work out stuff like that, but then my brain goes into overdrive with other stupid shit.
I'd rather be stupid. I would rather be. I'm so happy.
I believe the phrase is...
I'm so blissfully unaware.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm zero IQ.
I mean, yeah, I do believe... I think, I'm not 100% sure here, I will have to check, but I think someone at MIT just jumped off the roof.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I say to them? I'm a bloody good mum.
Do you know what? That's a bloody good answer.
I am, aren't I?
That's the best answer.
Yeah, look after you.
Just
look after everyone.
Just don't help them with their fucking homework.
No, God, no. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
My beef with an IQ test.
To be fair, I could go on thinking I'm clever, but we both just had to Google what IQ stood for.
Yeah, and hang on, I've just got rid of it. I just had it. It was intelligence quotient.
Right, okay.
Measure a person's reasoning. That's what it is. It's not to do with how clever you are.
And do you know what? There's probably 1,000 reasons out there why them three questions are bollocks and it means nothing. But it was just a bit... Well, I mean, it was supposed to be a bit of fun, but you did get genuinely quite upset at one point. And just off mic there, I said, do you want us to quickly explain the widget one to you? And you said no. And you picked up a pencil and said, I'd rather stab myself in the eye with this. So we're quickly moved on.
Well, that's the thing you've got to understand. When you can't, like... I hated maths at school. I absolutely detested it.
Yeah.
And when you don't get something... I just switch it. You don't want to be explained it. I just switch off. I completely
totally
switch off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally understand.
I've never been good in, like meetings and stuff. You know, when people are talking and they're like coming up with stuff and reasoning and I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. But if it's something I'm interested in.
I must have told you when early in my stand-up career, me and two other comedians got like a commission from a channel to write a pilot for a sitcom, a script. And we had to go into a meeting and be explained how the percentages, if it makes money and if it goes to series and if it makes money and stuff. We sat at a table, the three of us, and someone from the finance department of this channel sat there and said, look, was it from a management? It might be from the management. And they did this explanation. And I'm no word of a lie. I went, I don't want to do it anymore.
But do you know what I find?
It's fucking horrible.
We're like that in our meetings with our management. And honestly, do you know, we go back to the hotel after we've had meetings, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've had to be, what people do every day, right?
Normal
like jobs.
A normal thing. Yeah,
like Steve's made them spreadsheets.
Yeah, yeah,
Avalon,
yeah.
God love them, right? He sat and made them. He's wrote them all. And I swear to God, me and Chris were sitting there meetings, and we do pay attention. We're like, right, we'll switch on. Mm-hmm. Get back to the hotel. We're fucking knackered.
Yeah, yeah.
We get back, and I'm like, I'm so tired. What have we done today? We've done nothing. We've sat in meetings. And I'm like, no, it's because we've had to use a part of our brain.
That you don't normally use.
Me, definitely. I don't normally use.
Sometimes we've had a big meeting. If I see enough spreadsheets, I won't go to the gym on the night because I think, oh no, I've done my work.
Yeah.
I'm knackered. Oh, listen, back to reality. What's your beef?
So my beef with you is...
We've got some fresh ones this week, haven't we?
I think I might have that. I'm not going to do this one because I think I've had that before a while ago. All of a sudden, just out of nowhere, we've been together for 10 years, haven't we? I've always had a bedside table.
Yeah.
In them 10 years that we've been together and we've shared a bed,
yeah,
I've always put my phone on my table, on the bedside table. And you've seen this for years and years and years.
Okay.
All of a sudden, quite late last night, the other night, I was half asleep. You just went, Rosie, you need to put your phone on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, eh? What? Like, why? And you were like, that's killing, what did you say? Killing your brain or something. You were just like, some bullshit of the radio. So and I was like, have you waited?
I've seen something.
Have you waited 10 years to tell us?
I must have seen something at that moment and I'm catastrophizing about it. And I'm like, put your phone on the floor in case the radio waves get into your head while you're asleep.
I was 10 years?
That's a thing. Well, okay.
You're not meant to sleep. I've seen people sleep with them under the pillow, which I find mad.
Like, Apple came out and said, don't do that. It can cause a fire and don't do it without our specific chargers.
I've known loads of people have it under the pillow.
Yeah, it's mad.
But they're, how much do you need to be in contact with people?
Oh, I can't be having that.
The only time I think I ever have had my phone next to us is like, you know, do you remember back in the day when you had a crush and you were dead excited to speak to them and you were texting and that? Do you remember them days?
Barely.
You were in a relationship for quite a long time. Mm. I had quite a lot of just slaggy relationships where it was nice and fun texting. Mm. I'd keep my phone.
So she's like, slag! Slag! Yeah.
But I haven't done that for a long time. You don't sleep with your phone under your pillow.
I think I've said it before, but I can never get away with people who you ring them at whatever time. You ring them late or ring them early on their mobile and they're like, I was asleep, what? It's fucking got a switch on the side to put it on silent.
Mine's, this isn't
my fault. This is your fucking fault for leaving it on.
Do not disturb is the best thing I've ever
Yeah, put your emergency had. People, put your mum and, you know, important people who would ring you for help in your favourites and then put do not disturb on and they're the only people who can contact you.
Yeah.
Everyone else, it just blanks them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
As soon as I go up in my bed, it's on.
But yeah, I don't know what I'd seen. I don't know if it was the thing with your dad. I just was like, don't sleep right with your head right next to your phone. I think it was the thing about the chargers that I saw, but even though it was on, look, I don't know. Sometimes I panic about
just
stuff, right?
Just literally right before I was about to go to bed.
Well,
10 years in.
Well, you know.
Never what's your beef with me?
My beef with you?
You've had it. They've been very, I don't think I should have one this week.
Oh, no, 100%. You still haven't one. So you are currently having a go at me big time for how I phrase stuff or questions that I ask you.
Mm.
Or if I ask you a question that you think was a daft question.
Right.
And you say it's because I'm wasting your time.
Mm.
What is it? Can you think of one? I did one the other day. I asked you a question. And you were like, why have you asked us that? Stupid question.
You always ask us stupid questions.
Yeah. But you claim that it's because it wastes your time.
Mm.
But then you spend 15 minutes dressing us down for asking you a stupid question. It's ridiculous. Like, you literally, you 15 minutes absolutely bollocking us for it. For 15, no reason.
Why have you asked that?
Well, think, Chris.
15 minutes.
Think. Why have you asked that? And we all know how low your IQ was. We've all heard it. Think, Chris. Why have you asked that? Do you think, why? Did you have to say that? Did you have to ask us? Waste of my time. Yeah, here's a graph of you wasting my time. It's like a fucking PowerPoint presentation. You go absolutely off it at us. So much to the point of where you sent me a video.
You sent me a lot of videos that you don't actually watch.
Does anyone else out there have this? Does your partner send you passive-aggressive videos on how to fix problems that they've decided you've got in your personality?
All you did was slag the bloke off in the video, but this video... It made a lot of sense, though. He was trying to get some pussy.
Can I explain it? Yeah, can
no,
I explain it?
You
I don't know if anyone's seen it. She sent us a video of this fucking wet blanket who's got Stockholm Syndrome off his marriage, who's... a hostage in his own relationship. He's like, I asked my wife the other day if the muffins that had came out of the oven were too hot to give our daughter. Of course they were too hot. I knew they were too hot. I didn't need to ask her because whatever my wife was doing, she then had to stop doing that. Yeah. And they're, all right, hostage, fucking blink three times if you need him to come and rescue you.
No,
you
but that's fucking what you do.
Oh, but he was just like...
No, I'm sorry.
What a video, though. This is how I upset my wife, and this is how we should... Oh, mate, we're all busy, man. We've all got stuff going on.
I know, but that's something that you would absolutely do. I would you would watch me making the kids tea, and then I'd plate it out and I'd something, and you'd go, is that too hot? And I'd be like, you've just... You know the heat of food.
Yeah.
You know the answer to it. Why are you asking us the question?
One, it might be something you've given them already that doesn't hold the heat. Two, you might not
Try it. Get a little spoon and try it. You don't have to ask us the question.
That's not
fair. No, because you know it's right. It's true. A woman wouldn't do that. A woman would assess the situation and take over and not have to ask one question.
Right.
You take over jobs from me about the kids and you ask us every single question. And I'm like, seriously, if I wasn't here, what would you do?
I would just do it anyway because the threat
because
the threat of a bollocking wouldn't be hanging. But what I have to do is when I take over a task, I have to make sure I know the inside and outside of it because all that'll happen is the bollocking that follows won't be worth me fucking life.
Nah. Well,
and
listen,
you're smiling because you know it's true.
No, tell you what, let's just split up.
Yeah, let's go on. I'm fucking sick of this. Go on. Dad, marry that fucking knob that of the video that you sent is if you can peel him away from his wife. I imagine there's locks on his fridge. On all his cupboards, and she holds the keys for them all, right? If anyone's seen this fucking prick on Instagram, send him some hate from me. I hate him. I hate him.
That's a horrible thing
to
say. No,
don't really. That's nasty. But it was just such a soppy... Yeah, it was literally... He was the relationship version of the kid who puts the hand up in class and goes, sir, you forgot to set the homework. Get in a fucking bin, man.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Pews from the pews and the Q-tips.
Yeah, great. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com. Listen, let's calm down. It's been a bit venomous, this one. Let's, me and you, unite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And aim all of our venom and anger towards the perverts who've sent these messages
yes.
in. There we go.
Okay.
Thanks, perverts, by the way. Thank
love
you.
Love you. Mummy and daddy aren't getting a divorce.
No.
Not yet.
A bit creepy, like you said, mummy. Bit weird.
Well, my mum and dad used to tell me all the time when I was little that they weren't splitting up.
And then they went
and then split.
And then they went and splat up.
Splat up.
They said they weren't going to split up, and then they splat up.
Curse splat.
It was splat. No, we're all good. We've got too much invested on this.
Well, I know.
Just the paperwork alone would upset me. Awful. That's the thing. We'd decide to get divorced, and someone would put the papers in front of her, and would go, "Oh, we've got to read all these. we'll just stay together.
We'll stay together for eternity. Separate beds. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. You can have one. You can have the. I'll have the good living room. You have the family living room.
Well, I'm already fuming.
Right. You ready?
Yep.
My husband.
Sorry.
I hate your cough.
Wow.
You cough like this.
I'm just trying to clear my throat.
Put a bit of gusto behind it, would you? Actually, have a cough.
No,
do it again.
I don't
mean a
cough.
Do
I'm just clearing some phlegm from my.
Oh God! Oh Jesus Christ! It's like fucking Smithers coughing.
Wow.
Anyway, my husband puts motherfucker in every song ever made.
Yay! Fantastic.
For example, your theme tune, he sings, so this is the jingle, the motherfucking jingle.
Yes.
The thing is, he does it, then laughs at himself because he thinks he's so clever. But the concern is when he does it with the kids' shows, with kids' show theme tunes, and it gets in my head and suddenly I'm singing the motherfucking Alpha Blocks. Especially when we watch said show at work, and in brackets, I work in a school.
Oh, right, okay, I thought you...
Doesn't need to be kept anonymous. It's motherfucking Daniel Rose.
Wow.
What a nice name, Daniel Rose.
Daniel Rose.
Oh, imagine if I'd married him.
Rose.
Rosie Rose.
Rosie Rose. Rosie motherfucking Rose.
Rosie motherfucking Rose. Wow, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. A gross fetish one for you.
Oh, God.
I know. The
word fetish.
Okay.
The word fetish. Without the word gross next to it,
I know,
rings alarm bells
brace.
For me.
Everybody, brace, brace, brace. Okay?
Okay.
I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years now, and as time came out...
Definitely not a sentence, but...
As time went on, I think, yeah. I realised he had more and more unusual fetishes that go far beyond the not unusual anal ask at times.
Oh, God.
Oh, run for the hills. Because the hills have eyes and he's at the top of it. This morning... I was
morning.
Given this morning. This I know. Morning. Remember, morning sex.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to have that all the time.
Yeah. This morning, though. But so she's just rolled off and now she's whacked her laptop and just sent him an email.
I mean, hopefully, I don't know. God knows.
I feel like he's lying there with whatever juices still on him while she sends this email.
Brace.
Really?
I've told you to brace yourself.
Okay, so this morning.
I was giving him a blowjob. It was after breakfast, but because I'd been in drunken pain the night before, I agreed to the ask.
Oh, my God.
You can be as annoying as you want. You don't have to agree to give your partner a blowjob. Like, fucking, you could literally burn the house down. It doesn't mean you have to give someone a blowjob. Can you all just
remember
that,
I'll be honest with you, if our house is on fire, the last thing I'm thinking about is having a quick blowjob.
No, but you know what? I hate that, though. I've heard so many women. I don't know if it's a bloke thing, but I've heard so many women who are like, well, you know, I let him. And you go, oh, fuck, what? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just
I
sad.
Let him what? Finish this. You're not explaining it.
Just
well.
Like, oh, I felt bad, so I gave him a blowjob. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like,
yeah, I mean, make him some tea. can't get him a beer.
I didn't.
Let him watch a UFC for a bit.
If I was angry with you, right, or if we had an argument, and I couldn't give you a blowjob. I couldn't even look you in the face.
I suppose you
don't have to look in the face, though, do you?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd bite us. I wouldn't let you near me angry with your teeth.
Yeah. Anyway, she'd been a drunken pain the night before, so she'd agreed to the ask, right? Jesus. Oh, God. Ew.
So he's just asking for blowjobs. Oh, like he's like a kid asking to go to the toilet at school.
Yeah.
Miss. Oh, horrible. Okay. Everyone's different, I suppose.
I could feel my breakfast wanting to come up as I went on and told him that I was struggling and could we come back to it later? He said to just let it come out.
No, no, nah, stop. I'm not, stop. Give us a minute. First question, what had you had for breakfast?
We might find out. I don't know.
Oh, God almighty. Let it go. So he's a degenerate.
It's disgusting.
He's an absolute animal. Yeah.
I asked a few times, really? And he heavily insisted, saying we can just wash the bedding and that it's just us here.
You fucking filthy pig. Oh.
Should I keep going?
That's what he says, yes.
So in my hungover state, I just let it come out.
Oh, no!
Statistic. I not very willingly agreed, and before you knew it, once I started, I couldn't stop. Every suck produced more and more egg, toast, and wine from the night before.
Oh, egg, toast, and wine.
Three of my favourite things.
These are a few of my favourite things. Egg, toast, and wine.
He was loving it.
Stop telling me
to keep going.
He's a prison. I haven't said it for a while because I've been holding back. Prison. Get the police round his house now.
He eventually came in my mouth. Oh, oh God.
Egg, toast, wine, and jizz.
Jesus Christ.
Egg, toast, wine, and jizz. Egg, toast, wine, and jizz. Blah, ah, ping. Egg, toast, wine, and jizz. Hey.
Right, okay,
egg,
so.
Toast, wine, and jizz.
We clean ourselves and the bedding up.
Egg, toast, wine, and jizz. I said egg, toast, wine, and jizz. Hey.
I said egg, toast, wine, and jizz.
I said egg, toast, wine, and jizz.
Motherfucker. Egg, toast. Right. It came out that he's always wanted me to be sick on his dick.
That
horrendous.
Is... vile.
Makes sense now, given some of the other things he's wanted to do, but I haven't gone along with, in brackets, or have I? Well, I didn't know.
Don't tell us, just listed them.
I know. I don't ever shame a fetish. I mean, you can. That's fine. And I love him very much. Never feel pressured if I do say so. Oh, well, that's good. Just was not the way I thought my day would start, and it won't be happening again. Good.
I bet you
not
felt
my
better,
thing.
Though.
Not my thing, and trying to get the vomit smell out of the mattress is proven challenging still this evening. All my love, Anonymous.
Absolutely.
Christ.
I reject your love. I don't want your love. Awful. Awful. The skin around, you know, a man's private parts is sensitive at the best of times. Mm. Stomach acid.
Hot, isn't it?
Oh.
It burns teeth.
Oh.
What's that going to do to your crotch? Horrible, that. I'm sorry. There's like...
that. What a harrowing,
I think,
harrowing
honestly,
thing that
right,
is.
Right, I'm telling you now. I'd rather be shit on than sicked on. Gun to me head.
Can you believe
I'd rather be shit on.
Can you believe every week the top of the Apple podcast charts is the biggest political podcasts in the country where they're discussing hard-hitting topical things. And then sentences like, I'd rather be shat on.
I would. Honestly. I'm sorry.
That's one of the worst. Gun to me head.
Shit of him.
Shit on his eye. Gun to me head.
Seriously?
Yeah, gun to me head.
I think this is just vomit, so the smell, and it's so... And that's what makes us laugh, you know, all this stuff, you know, and they're like, fetish, you're literally cleaning
it's
it off
cleaning
your mattress.
Afterwards.
I mean, it's not worth
it's
it.
It's the cleaning up. I once saw I can't remember who it was, but I once saw someone do stand-up years ago in a really small club, and it was a dirty joke, but it was really funny. And the whole point of it was like the on a porn video the stop. So like when a woman gets come on her face or whatever, it stops, like it cuts off. It doesn't show you them like waddling into the bathroom afterwards.
But it's not real. That's their job.
Yeah, because it's bollocks, isn't it?
You don't so people need to think, do it in your house.
But then it's like she's emailed that and then she's still trying to clean her own sick and his jizz off her mattress.
Some of the other stuff he wants to do?
Oh, devastating crack.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Like, don't get me wrong. Oh, she might be listening to this, and you know, it's absolutely, you love who you love, but I'd have a lot less respect for you.
What?
I just would be like, I love you so much, you're a really good dad, but you're like, it's just vomiting. I
can't imagine a world where I would do that to someone.
Mm.
But then again, no better than a little whitey in the morning if you've had a big night out.
It's good to get off you.
I bet she felt fantastic for the rest of the day.
Eggs, toast. Wine and jizz.
Hey!
Egg, toast, wine and jizz.
What a happy little song from a sad little moment.
There's the title this week.
Egg, toast, wine and jizz.
Toast, wine and jizz.
Shall we? I just love seeing it up there with the political podcast.
Yeah, can you put jizz on there?
I don't think you put jizz. Egg, toast and wine, I think.
Egg, toast, wine and jizz. We'll see.
Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Do, 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 do. I said egg, toast, wine and jizz. Egg, toast, wine and jizz.
Horrible.
Ba-do-da. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network. Put off by my new song that'll be in the Apple charts.
Is it weird that just listen to that, I feel like I need to go and brush my teeth?
Yeah.
Just because I've heard that, I need to go and brush my teeth.
Horrendous.
I can only apologise to everyone for... There's been some fucking stinkers recently, like...
They are disgusting. Oh. Everything we get, there's 57,000 emails in there. And wow. They're vile.
I feel like, do you know when you're first in a relationship with someone and they don't fart in front of you, they'll not pick their nose in front of you and all that, and then you've been in a relationship longer and longer and then everything's just on the table.
Do you think that's what it is?
That's
4 years
us
in.
With the listeners now. They're like, I'm just getting emailed.
I will
you
tell you my deepest dog. I mean, we love it. Don't
we
stop.
We love you for it. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. But you know, we reserve the right to judge. And we love you and we'll be back in your ears next week.
See
you. Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.